So Amendment A is all about removing the exception in our state constitution that allows for slavery and involuntary servitude to exist as a form of punishment for a crime. This particular part of our constitution has adopted language from the U.S. Constitution, the 13th Amendment specifically. And so our mission is to abolish this constitutional loophole.
There was an effort in 2016 to abolish this, and yet, despite having 100% support from the state legislature, Colorado voters didn't actually get behind it, and that was baffling to so many people who were paying attention to this. What do you think happened in 2016?
Yeah, so we lost by 1% of the vote in 2016. I believe that's around 16,000 votes. Although there wasn't any post-election polling done for this, for Amendment T at the time it was called, we speculate that the language of how this amendment appeared on the ballot was too confusing for people. There were double negatives, and people weren't sure whether or not a yes vote or no vote abolished this loophole. So there was quite a few confusion about how it showed up on the ballot, and there was there wasn't as much publicity and coverage about this about Amendment T as there could have been. And so this time around, we're making sure that the language was much more clear on the ballot, and we're doing as much of a public push as we're able to.
Well, in terms of the actual language that's currently in the Colorado Constitution, it does say that there shall never be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime where the party shall have been duly convicted. So this is very explicitly referring to prisoners being eligible to work in indentured servitude or enslaved labour. Tell us the reality of exactly what is happening in Colorado prisons right now when it comes to slave labor.
Yeah, so when it comes to Colorado prisons, we have every obligation to uphold the truth. There are prisoners in Colorado corrections who are getting paid between, I believe it's 80 cents a day to $1.50 a day, if I'm not mistaken. And so this is the reality that a lot of states find themselves in when it comes to prison labor. However, we do have to also be very clear about what passing this measure will and will not do. This will not have an immediate impact on prison work programs, but we believe that this is an important step towards that direction. We believe that the Constitution is a living document, and to have slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for a crime is a grave injustice to who we are as a state and the possibilities that that open door might entail. So the state of Colorado prisons is similar to the state of prisons in other states. But this would be this wouldn't have a direct impact on the practice of prison slavery, but the legal foundation for it.
What would this impact directly then? I mean, are there other circumstances that you're looking at here, or is this just simply wording and cleaning up the Constitution and bringing it into 2018?
So the direct impact of this would be removing language from the Constitution. As you know, and as many other folks know, the Constitution is not responsible for creating law, but for interpreting law. And what we're aiming to do is to effectively doing this, we would be the first state in the country to abolish this language, despite 23 other states that never adopted language from the 13th Amendment. We would be the first to do this. And so as far as direct impacts go, this isn't going to have a direct impact on prison work programs. As the 23 other states that were mentioned, they also have work programs that are very similar to that which exists in Colorado. However, we are expecting that this could initiate a trend among other states, states and organizations that are looking at us as of right now. So there seems to be this this readiness to address the ways in which the legal foundation of slavery and involuntary servitude exists in other states across the country. So that's the direct impact that we're going to have. Other impacts, we're not sure exactly. What those other indirect impacts are going to have, nor are we responsible for those. But this is kind of the landscape that we're looking at.